Hi folks, Joe Stackner from Microsoft here, and in this video I'm going to speak briefly about control extenders as are found in the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. If you're an ASP.NET developer, you've been working with ASP.NET controls for some time. So let's go ahead and quickly create a new website and drop a control on our default.aspx page. So here's our page. I'm just going to drop a button control. Right? And this is an ASP.NET button control. You've been working with these kinds of ASP.NET controls all along if you've been working with ASP.NET. Now, the Ajax Control Toolkit comes with a collection of controls, but it also comes with a collection of control extenders. And the difference, of course, is that a control can be instantiated by itself, but an extender is specifically designed and developed to extend either the visual aesthetics or the behavioral properties of an existing ASP.NET control. So, in order to use a control extender, we have to associate it with an existing control on the page. So for example, let's go over to the Ajax Control Toolkit tab that I've created in my toolbox. And let's go down and find a confirm button extender and drag that into our page here. Now, another thing that we need to do right away is, since we've started using the Ajax Control Toolkit, that means that we're using Ajax on this page. And in order to do that, of course, we need to include an instance of the script manager on the page, as we would with any ASP.NET page that's using Microsoft Ajax. So I've popped an instance of the script manager on the page. Now we're ready to configure this confirm button extender. Now, an extender is specifically configured to extend a particular object type. In this case, the confirm button extender is specifically configured, and it's in the implementation of the control extender itself, it is specified that this extender must extend a control of type ASP button. So, if we look at the properties, what we'll find is a target control ID. And this is where we'll have to place the ID of the control that we're going to extend, in our case, button 1. So let's go button 1. And the other thing that we're going to do here is we want to specify the confirm text. So we'll just say, are you sure? And one thing that I want to do before we go ahead and run it is double click on the button so that I have a server-side event handler. Now let's go ahead and run this. Now if I click on our button, notice we get without a post back yet, this is client-side behavior, we get this confirm dialog. If I click cancel, we don't actually get the post back. But if I click OK, then you'll see that we're doing a full page post back and refresh. So I just want to point out the difference between the controls that come in the Ajax Control Toolkit and the control extenders that come in the Ajax Control Toolkit. And if you're building custom controls for the Ajax Control Toolkit or using the Ajax Control Toolkit style, you can also build control extenders using that same infrastructure.